You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away on the road doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure, I say.
You are now tuning in to Zion, the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boosa Joya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away, on the road, doing shows, take a stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're right, I know you're right. You miss my voice on your phone, on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn it on your radio. Your radio.
You are now tuning in to WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com, and it's your girl Sajoya, the plus size boo. And this week we have an amazing show for you guys. We have the lovely Antrika Feaster of Sweet Feast Catering. And when I say she brought some delicious treats, oh, she brought some delicious treats. She wasn't playing. And we also have Dr. Tyndall Jones. So make sure that you tune in to check out this amazing show with the YUL team on WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes. Yeah. What's up, you guys? It's your girl AM in the AM here, all up in your ear. This morning I have your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. So, this is my question to you this morning. What do you think about industry crushes actually getting together and having basically a successful marriage? Let me explain. So if you have a celebrity guy, what are the chances that he would date your regular everyday woman, get together, have a successful relationship that leads into marriage? And vice versa, if you have a successful woman, a celebrity woman, what are her chances on getting with a like regular everyday guy, having a successful relationship and getting married? I've been thinking about this lately, you guys. Like it really is like kind of like bothering me because of my little crush. Now we get to the meat of the story. Because of my little crush, I don't know if you follow me, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, on all my social media. On Mondays on Instagram, it's this really big MCM, which is Man Crush Monday. And I don't even post that, but like when I ran across this man, I mean, he's a friend of a guy I know. When I ran across him, I was like, I gotta post it. So it's Stevie Baggs Jr. And he played in the NFL. He now plays football, Canadian football. I can't even explain how gone I am behind this man, but not even because of his looks. Now that's a damn plus, but not just because of his looks, but I follow him. I mean, he's a man of God. He's very successful. He's a philanthropist. I mean, he has his own nonprofit organization. He visits schools, children's. He's really good with his family. He posts pictures of his mom. So, I mean, you could tell a lot by people, by social media. I mean, that's why cops and detectives use that to do their research on the people that they're investigating. So, no, I don't know him, but yes, I know him. Whew. So what are the chances, you guys? What do you think my chances are? Not to say I'm not a successful woman. I mean, we only have a 7,000 follower difference. I'm at almost 12,000 and he's almost at 19,000. I'm just saying. But what are the chances? What do you guys think? go to my page on YULradio.com. Scroll down till you see my picture on the right-hand side. There's all my social media links. Click one. We'll have a picture posted on the site. I have it posted on my social media as well. Tell me what you think. And if you have a celebrity crush, let us know. Man, maybe we can help us people that's just coming up get to the people that's already there. You guys, you never know. It's your girl, AM in the AM, and I'm so glad to bring you this morning's dose of industry addiction and fixes, you guys. Until next week, I'm out.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on YULradio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Tell me, do you want it like I do? Living in the moment with you. And I don't know where this is going, but I must admit that I like it. Whatever you want, we gon' get it. Just promise me that you got me, baby, and I'll give my all. Hey. Giving you everything that I have, and hoping to return that you will love me forever, and love me to heaven. Whatever you want, we gon' get it. Just promise me that you got me, baby, and I'll give my all.
Sitting, reminiscing, voice start dissing, by he said and she said, hope I never break a promise, ain't nothing changed but the commas, shorty came with me from the bottom and it's all hood, we fight, make up, then it's all good, cause I ain't trying to hurt nobody, the love don't love nobody, shorty broke down the whole band when I need it, now they got me dipping in the white ghost feed, I went from gripping phones to pimping hoes, French Montana chair,
YUL Radio.com listeners, it's your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go. What's up, YULradio.com? It's your boy JJ, and you're now stepping into the Fan Zone. On today's show, I'm going to be breaking down the Jameis Winston debacle, A-Rod's appeal, and why the Falcons are fading. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard the debacle in Tallahassee, Florida, which is Jameis Winston, the Florida State University quarterback, was accused of sexual battery. This from an incident occurring in December of 2012. Now, Winston's Florida State Seminoles are unbeaten and number two in the rankings. Winston admits to having consensual sex with his accuser, but denies all other allegations. This after his DNA was found on his accuser's underwear. I think this is just an ordeal of bad timing. It's kind of crazy that it's coming right now when he's a Heisman Trophy candidate and his team's doing really well. I don't know what it is. I would like to find out all the facts, but I'd like to say it's false. I don't think the guy's like that, but we never know. Let's see what Justice has to say. I'm moving on. A-Rod, he appeals his 211-game suspension for his alleged performance-enhancing drug use. He admitted to using them back in 2001 and was allowed back in the league. Now he's been caught again, and he's now appealing his 211-game suspension, which is like 3.5 seasons, somewhere around there, 2.5 seasons, and he's angry. The commissioner of the league, Bud Selig, walked out on his testimony and wouldn't even testify against A-Rod, so A-Rod got up and left as well. So that's just really a crazy situation. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's just breaking news right now because Alex Rodriguez walked out on his appeal, so we don't know what's going to happen there. And the fading Falcons continue their woes last week against the New Orleans Saints. We lost 17-13, and much of the same happened. Matt Ryan, I mean, got sacked 5 times, looked terrible with that offensive line, but it's not Matt Ryan's fault. He can't really help it. But had some good bright spots. The defense played well in spurts, and I mean we're looking like a team that's 2-9. So we're fading, but I say we rebound with a good draft in April, and let's go after it. I mean, let's finish the season strong and see where it takes us. Listeners, I appreciate you listening. This is the Fan Zone for this week. I'm JJ. I'm out.
Yeah,
love the luscious din. Speak your mind in the luscious den. Free your heart in the luscious den. Perform in the luscious den. Be you in the luscious den. And most of all, listen to the luscious den. It's just the fix that you need.
Yeah.
I see you what.
Yeah.
It's luscious. It's luscious.
Lonnie. Hello, WATB 1420 AM, YULradio.com. You've come to the den. No, let's play. Hello, Radio Land. As you can tell, I'm excited to be in your presence, be in your ears, jumping on your drums, your eardrums. I'm in the studio by myself. No Uncle Rufus today, but you know, he'll drop in from time to time. But I do want to ask my listeners a question. Are you sleeping too much? Because if you're like me, mornings are whack, okay? Really whack. I'm groggy. I can barely see. I'm even dizzy when I wake up. I can't walk. It feels like everything is sensitive. Then you gotta go do work and you're dragging all day. Well, rumor has it that sleeping too much is just as bad as not sleeping at all. What? Yes, it's true. Let me ask you this, listeners. Do you really need 8 hours of sleep? I'll wait. Exactly. I came to the conclusion that my body needs what it needs, and it doesn't necessarily have to run off of 8 hours of sleep. It depends on your lifestyle, your activities, your age. A lot of different factors go into determining how much sleep your body requires to be rested. But oversleeping, that is a myth that is true. It can hurt your health, according to WebMD. I mean, there are factors that go into how much sleep you need. I understand all that stuff, but people, take naps if you can too. You don't always have to hibernate. Just because you can sleep for 12 hours, guys, come on, doesn't mean that you actually sleep. So just don't, dollface. 12 hours. And then Dr. Shine describes too much sleep as what's called sleep drunkenness. I don't know. Have I been drunky sleep wasted? Well, they say chocolate wasted. We're going to get sleep wasted tonight. But this can pose a serious health risk, so take it seriously, people. Don't sleep too much. It's not good for you. Couple tips to help you fall asleep better. Go to bed earlier. Obviously, the number one thing, cut out the lights, you little fraidy cats. You don't need a nightlight. Lights out so you can get your full sleep during your cycles. Get off your computer by 8 p.m. Read a book. Get some sun. No TV. And get an early jump start in the morning and do some exercise. So the gist of this is, don't get too much sleep, okay? For more information, log on to www.yulradio.com. Type Lonnie in the search box, and the article will be there with more information for you. As you know, we gotta go pay some bills. So, bye-bye. Oh, and go see The Best Man Holiday. It's awesome, with a capital A. All the men and the women are really sizzling hot, so it's a must-see. Have a safe week, and don't think I don't see you, you little texters and you drivers. Yo, bruh. You can't drive and read, Einstein. No texting and driving, people. Let's keep it safe this weekend. Breathe in all the good energy you got from me. Let it be like water to you, baby. I just gave you the fix you needed. Bow. Ciao. Have a great weekend. And in the words of Ron Burgundy, keep it classy, Atlanta. Bye-bye.
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit 'em.
I am the greatest.
You dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Strokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. No advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which phone is the best, to whose flow is the nicest. The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me. No more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah,
you dig it,
diggers. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The revolution will be televised.
You are now tuning into WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com, and I'm your host, the first lady of YUL Radio, the plus size boost of joy. thank you, and I'm here with my dude, JJ.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm wonderful this morning. Yourself?
Oh, I'm great, and also Zion.
feeling great.
All right. So the woman that we are about to speak to is a doctor with her own medical practice serving the metro Atlanta area. She started her medical career serving our country as a nurse in the Army, but nursing wasn't the end of the line for her career goals, though. She went on to medical school and graduated top of her class. Ladies, you can call her office anytime to schedule your next OBGYN appointment. And she's going to lend us her medical expertise today and talk to us about the new Obamacare healthcare plans. YUL listeners, let's welcome to the studio Dr. Tyndall Jones.
Welcome.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank
Great.
You.
Great. Tell the listeners why you wanted to become a doctor.
Well, I always had an interest in women's health care, or at least I noticed that interest back in high school.
Okay.
And I wanted to help other women in terms of prenatal care and well woman's health and even, you know, illness.
Right.
Yeah. And I always enjoyed bringing life in the world, babies and pregnancy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? I delivered a baby once.
For real?
You did.
I did. I did.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
I delivered my sister's baby. I kid you not. I delivered her baby.
Wow.
It was a total accident. I kid you not. I delivered a baby.
What was that like?
It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to eat for like a week after what I saw. That's not, you know, I'm not into the whole blood. And she just came right into my hands. And I was like, oh, there you go. I had to sign the birth certificate
as the delivering doctor.
No
wow.
kidding.
You
How
cried?
Did you do with the placenta?
No. You know what? The ambulance came right in. It was time to deal with that.
That's the part that usually loses all the dads when yeah. they see the placenta.
It's nasty. Oh. It's very nasty.
I don't even want to get into that. Dr. Jones, in preparing for your interview today, I read that you were at the top of your class in nursing and medical school. What focus and determination does it take to reach that type of goal?
Well, I was committed. Even before I went to medical school, I knew that that was really something I wanted to do. So I looked at it as my job. My first job before I went to medical school was nursing. So mm-hmm. if I worked an 8-hour shift, I knew that when I went to medical school, my job was to go to class, study, do what mm-hmm. I had to do. That became my new job. So
do what
I stayed committed and focused.
That's good. That's good.
That's real good. What is your everyday life like as an OBGYN?
Well, it can be a little stressful.
Right.
Running the business aspect of it as well as managing patients' health care. Mm. And then babies come when they want to come.
Right.
They don't always come 9 to 5 or on the schedule
exactly.
I pick. So I have to readjust my schedule depending on what's going on at the hospital.
Yeah, I was a 6:44 p.m. baby.
6:44.
Oh, you know the time?
Yeah, my mom always tells me the time on my birthday. She's like, oh, you're not so-and-so age yet. It's only 5:30. You didn't pop out until 6:44. And then my dad's always like, it was so hot when you were born. It was so damn hot.
That is hilarious.
With the Obamacare law now in full effect, could you tell our listeners who don't know much about it?
Has it took place yet?
Yeah, it's in full effect.
Well, the enrollment began.
Yeah, the enrollment.
October the 1st.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to sign up.
So I shouldn't say full swing yet.
Right, and it's going to take effect January of 2014, right. But the enrollment period has begun.
Okay, so January 2014 is when the ball will be rolling.
Mm, yeah.
So could you describe to our listeners like what the basics, the goods, the bads, the uglies of the Obamacare law?
Well, the goods are the fact that they're extending health care insurance coverage to everybody,
mm-hmm.
not just those who can't afford it or have coverage through their job. It's available to everybody. So right about now, there's about 16 million uninsured
wow. people
citizens.
In America, right?
Yeah.
And that's just America. So what's another pro?
The cost.
Mm-hmm. The cost. The cost. So everybody has effect lower. Cheaper.
Should be cheaper.
Medical care.
And people don't have to avoid going to a healthcare provider because they don't have insurance or they don't have the money.
Yeah. And they don't have to fear getting rejected or whatnot. Okay. So
and whether they've had pre-existing issues or stuff.
Okay.
But
okay.
is it mandatory though? Like, will it be mandatory for everyone to have it?
It's going to be a mandate.
Wow.
There will be an individual mandate. Either you can pay a fee if you don't want to have it.
Yeah.
And
that's like Medicare, right?
No, it's not quite. It's not Medicare. Well, it's not Medicaid.
Do you think besides like the affordable health care extended to everybody in America, what is another big plus for Obamacare besides that?
The availability of health care, the lower cost for health care, and then the benefits of preventive health care. So hopefully we're going to see people healthy. We're going to maintain them healthy rather than they show up critically ill.
Okay.
And you know, instead of people with no insurance and no education to the health care system, instead of them ending up in the ER for I have a rash or I've got a cold and spending high care dollars in the ER, they'll have
affordable
an avenue to their primary care or to a clinic or office.
So would you say like when I go get a normal checkup, that's more available than it used to be?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now how does Obamacare affect Medicaid? Like does it tie into each other? Does people who are on Medicaid or they have to switch to Obamacare? How does that work?
Well, it's going to expand Medicaid
to
a greater number of people. You have to be of a certain income or mm-hmm. lack thereof income level to get Medicaid.
Right.
And so it opens up those qualifications to a greater number of citizens.
Mm.
Okay. Because, see, that was my thing with Medicare. From what I can remember when I worked back in customer service, that if you were, like, of age, once you got to the age where you had to get Medicare, if you didn't want it, you had to pay it. Or if you opt out of it, you had to pay a penalty for not having it.
Well, there's a difference between Medicare and Medicaid.
I heard you mention something about if you didn't go with Obamacare. Like, everyone has to get it, right?
Yes. So you're not happening to get Medicaid. You're happening to get insurance. Gotcha. So you can either have private insurance,
okay,
or if you, depending on your income, you can pick a certain plan.
Okay.
And then if your income falls below a certain level, mm-hmm, then you're qualified to get on Medicaid.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So
for our listeners who really don't understand Medicaid versus Medicare,
Medicare is generally for older people or the disabled. Medicaid covers more of your younger adults.
Overall, would you say you're a fan of Obamacare?
I am. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to hit me as a provider in terms of reimbursement for care. Until the future. But I like the fact that more people are going to be able to afford health care.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's good.
Are you worried about that at all?
How it may affect?
Right.
In a way, yes.
Okay.
Yes, a good way. I am worried about it.
Right.
But for the doctors, that's actually good, though. That means you're guaranteed to get your check.
if you look at it as, you know, Medicaid already pays, you know, much cheaper than a private insurance plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, as providers, we don't want to feel like, you know, the doctor's going to be going to pick up all the grunt of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So if we now have 16 million people to cover, say, on Medicaid, you know, and you're already paying much cheaper than what, you know, we should be getting.
Right.
That would be a downside. But hopefully, you know, the more private insured will outbalance that.
Okay.
So everyone is entitled to Obamacare.
Yes.
Everyone. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Everybody.
Who you are, right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And so some of the health care will be coming from, like, if you have a large corporation, mm-hmm, with more than 50 full-time employees, then the employer is obligated to provide health care coverage for their employees. So that's one way.
Okay.
And then the other way, like we said, we talked about Medicaid expanding, mm-hmm, Medicaid expansion. And then the other way is the individuals getting different insurance plans.
Mm. That sounds good.
Right?
Sounds, you definitely enlightened and opened up my eyes and ears I really didn't know too much about it.
Like, seriously, do your research and get your benefits. But if you can you please provide our listeners with any social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, websites, anything that you have?
SignatureWomens.com.
Well, there you have it, YUL listeners. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for just coming in and enlightening us and giving us the knowledge of the Obamacare health care plans. We really didn't know much about it, so we truly appreciate you. And everyone that's listening, please follow on Facebook. And go to the website
SignatureWomens.com.
And for those of you who are listening or who did not get a chance to listen today, you can also go on Instagram, follow MyUL Radio to check out exclusive photos from today's interview. And we definitely, of course, will be back next week. So thank you guys so much for tuning in on WATB 1420 AM on YULRadio.com.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Yes.
This is Kay Morrison, and when I'm not out there modeling, I tune into the Archangel of Radio, who's keeping the ladies happy.
Now that I have captured your attention, I want to steal you for rhythm and invention. Mr. T, you say I'm ready for inspection. Just show me how you make a first impression.
First and foremost, I want to say the Archangel can kiss my ass. That's right. Stay tuned. We're live. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. It's me, your chief, and Secretary of State, Barack Obama. And I want to say that YUL is the best station I've heard in my life. And if you don't know, YUL, we're here. We'll be right back. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. So hide your wife, hide your kids.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It's your girl, a plus size boo, Sajoya, here with loose lips and fashion tips given into you raw and uncut. Check me out on whyyouareradio.com.
Yeah.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, baby. We
what up, y'all? You know what time it is. It is Loose Lips with Fashion Tips with the plus size boost of Joya. And this week, we are discussing Mr. Chris Barisi. Yes. Recently, I reported he checked himself into rehab for anger management. However, now Chris Brown has checked himself out of rehab after 2 weeks of being there. And he had intentions on finishing up the program as an outpatient. However, Chris Brown went on a violent rage while in rehab earlier this month for his anger issues, and basically the facility kicked him out, and that is the reason why he left. So of course he had to return to court. He did so in Los Angeles, and he was ordered to serve 3 months in rehab, submit to being drug tested, and still commit to his community service for at least 24 hours a week. My prayers are with you, Chris Brown, because you need them, baby. On to other news, our girl Miss NeNe Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta was hospitalized this past week. She is stating that she pretty much had blood clots in her lung. She wasn't feeling well, was feeling short of breath, and she said she knows her body. She knows when she should be concerned, so she went to the hospital to get checked out, and after some routine tests, was diagnosed with blood clots in her lung. She's told that this happened because of her constant traveling around the country that she does for her work. My prayers and hearts go out to you from the YUL family, and we definitely hope that you get better. And she did state that she did not have a heart attack. So for anyone out there pushing those rumors, kill it. Didn't happen. So best wishes to you, NeNe. And on to fashion. Now, y'all know I gotta bring y'all the fashion tips. I mean, whether affordable or not, I have to tell you about this. Mr. Jay-Z has launched his Barney's collection, and it's now on sale. I wouldn't say it's a sale, but it's on sale. You can purchase it if you're balling out of control. And I say that because Mr. Jay-Z himself, he launched the line. And when I say he has glasses starting at $675, and yes, they are plastic glasses. I don't know what kind of plastic that is, boo, but I ain't buying it. He also has a $58,000 crocodile jacket. Yes, $58,000. Do you know what that can buy? That's all I'm saying. Big ups to Jay-Z and Barney's, and hopefully somebody buys it, because I know I'm not. If you got it, big ups, do what you do. But if you don't, I totally understand, because I don't. That part. So anyhow, there you have it. Loose Lips with Fashion Tips with the Plus Size Boost of Joya. Tune in next week. You can also follow me at plus_model_Sajoya on Instagram, facebook.com/plusmodelSajoya, and check me out, yuoradio.com. You know what it is.
Hey everybody, this is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay. And when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
It's your girl Amber Rose, and no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
You are tuned in to your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
Yeah.
Zion.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Welcome to my chick.
You look at me.
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leaves. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
This morning, it is our privilege to introduce to you chef and owner of Sweet East Catering Company. This woman began her love of food at age 5 from watching her grandmother make cakes for the holidays. Food has always been the cornerstone of her family. She started making desserts in 2007 and soon enrolled in culinary school in 2009. Upon graduating in 2011, she changed her focus to just desserts, to what she calls Midwest comfort meets Southern soul cuisine. She believes food should be easy and accessible. Her belief is food should be fresh and exciting and make you dance when you eat it. While you are listeners, we have in our studio Miss Antrika Feaster.
Yeah. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you so much for coming in and bringing us a delicious meal. Y'all just missed it. If only y'all knew she was not playing.
It was Thanksgiving.
Right?
A little early.
Right? That part.
In my belly.
Right.
All
right.
So to all those listeners out there that are not familiar with your catering company, please tell us about Sweet Feast Catering. What motivates you to cook for a living every day?
I love food, and food loves me back. I've been cooking for a very long time, and really, I like to see the look on people's face when they eat it. I like to see the smile that that people emit once they finally eat something, like, oh man, that was good. That's my meal right there. That feeds me and makes me want to, you know, try something new. I have a garden in my backyard.
You ain't playing.
No.
Oh, so you grow your own food.
I do.
Wow. What all do you grow in your backyard?
I have collard greens. I have every kind of tomato. It's not tomato season anymore right now, but the collard greens is
right on point.
Exactly. I have herbs. I have sage, rosemary, thyme, parsley.
Wow.
I had watermelon over the summer.
What?
I had cantaloupe.
Is it the sweet watermelon?
Yes. Oh, yes.
With seeds.
With seeds.
Okay.
Yeah, the big, huge watermelon that, you know, when you were a little kid, you couldn't eat right. That
Wow.
See, that's good stuff right there. Did you use like the rosemary on the rice you brought in?
I did.
So it's your rosemary.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That is.
That adds a little extra punch to it.
Exactly.
That's hot.
So usually we ask chefs what their favorite dish is to cook, but I'd like to know what your favorite dish to eat is.
I'm a French fry junkie.
Ooh.
I love French fries.
I love French fries too.
Your favorite French fry from which fast food?
Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Oh, I give you
they
that.
They did step it up with the little skin on.
Yes.
So Wendy's is better than McDonald's?
Oh, yes. They got the fresh cut.
Y'all about to beat me up?
Wendy's has the best fries.
They do.
In the land.
Yes.
Wow.
Catch them when they're hot. Mm-hmm. Tell them no salt. So they're
yeah.
fresh.
They overdo the salt at most places. Wendy's just enough.
But not just French fries. So when I get home, I put some more love on top of them. You know, I might melt some cheese or put some chili on top of them.
Come on.
What about burgers? Can you make a mean burger?
Oh, yeah. And what makes it even better, I can make a mean turkey burger. I can convert you.
Ooh, come on now.
I can convert you. Yeah.
A mean turkey burger would have to... I don't know, because I'm a burger guy. I like burgers. I like... But turkey burgers
are the best.
You have to disguise it very well for me.
A turkey burger? Fine.
They're not that bad. I'm not gonna lie, they're not that bad. It's just when you tell me it's a turkey burger, I'm gonna do that.
It won't even matter to you. Once you get that burger and the caramelized onions on it and the melted cheese, I won't do you wrong. I'll put some bacon on it.
Okay. I'm on a diet over here. Y'all talking about too much. That don't have me go run into somebody fast food spot to get a burger real quick. Cause that's what y'all about to do.
So with the holidays coming up and everything, of course you're going to be making Thanksgiving dinner.
Sort of. I will be on the road traveling to the in-laws house. Wow. So I'm bringing the turkey.
But
the side dishes, no.
What's your favorite side?
My favorite side, it'd have to be sweet potato casserole.
I thought she was going to say sweet potato pie. I love some sweet potato pie.
Now, me too. My grandma messed one up one time, or so she says. She messed it up. she accidentally poured RC Cola in the sweet potato pie. We don't eat it any other way now. That's the pie at the house.
For real?
With RC Cola?
Yes, RC. It has to be RC.
What does the cola do to it? Like,
it sweetens it, and it also... And I don't... Listen, I'm going to bring y'all back some up here. It's ridiculous.
Tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
Please come by and bring us some sweet potato pie with RC Cola in it.
You are invited.
You are on the list.
That is so funny. So now that you're cooking for a living, do you still have time to cook for your family? And do you still have time to sit down and eat with your family?
Ooh, sit and eat. Okay, so I cook every day. Okay. Like, there's no day off. So I cook for the family. It's just me and my husband. But mm-hmm. I cook for my mom's house and my sister's house. And I cook for my aunt. So I cook every day.
That's great.
Sitting down and eating, not so much.
Wow.
Like, sitting down and eating, that is reserved for probably the weekend only.
Wow.
Monday through Friday, I'm like running everywhere trying to make life happen. I'm trying to get on the map.
You do a heck of a job.
Right. Thank you. Definitely.
I'm a sports guy, and I have to ask a random sports question. What's your favorite sports team?
Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagle. I see. I'm like, what about Nick Foles throwing 17 TD passes?
Saw that, right?
That was incredible.
Right. I was glued to the TV. I was a very happy Eagle fan that day.
I sat him on the bench that day in fantasy. 60 points right there.
Yeah, he picked him
60
up.
60 points, okay. By the way.
What are we talking about?
Fantasy football.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, fantasy football. Y'all get on the bus.
Did you play?
I don't have a team this year. I usually do, though.
Oh, that's awesome. She's one of the first women I met that actually enjoy. Like, do you like fantasy football?
I do.
I
learned so much about football by playing fantasy. I can tell you about
I'm telling you. I got my buddy. My buddy who is a music junkie. Just nothing but music.
That is too funny.
What? It's happening.
That is too hilarious.
What is happening?
What is happening to the world? I thought we were talking about food and now it's fantasy football. Okay, we're going to move. Zion, ask your question.
So why did you decide to own a catering business opposed to a restaurant?
Because catering allows me to experiment more with food than a restaurant would.
Gotcha.
If I had a restaurant, I'd probably have, you know, my main staples, and I probably have 12 to 15 things on the menu. Whereas catering, I can make something different every single day, and I can show someone something different to eat every single day, and really kind of spend more time with the family and get you to like something you probably never even thought about.
I heard that.
Wow.
What's the biggest order you've cooked for your catering company?
Party 4,000.
Wow.
But it was an office building, so it was a lot of hands on deck.
You had to hire some people and
definitely had to hire some people, but it was probably the most fun I've had.
Okay.
What'd you cook for them?
What didn't they have? It was a luau type party, so we had pig from end to end, and it was a lot of pork.
Wow.
Like just pork, like hors d'oeuvres and
yes, everything. It was pork from one end to the other, and it was, you know, we had dates wrapped with bacon, filled with goat cheese. We had different types of, you know, pork sandwiches with a little bit of slaw, a little bit of mango slaw at that. So it was quite delicious, if I could say so myself. We had bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers, fried macaroni.
Was it fried macaroni wrapped in bacon?
No, but it was some good fried macaroni.
AJ is so crazy. For our listeners out there, if you could please provide them with your social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, anything.
Absolutely. On Facebook, you can find me at Sweet Feast Catering Company. I'd keep it simple. On Instagram, you can find me at Sweet Feast Catering Company. On Pinterest, you can find me at Antrica, which is Antrica. Or you can find me at Sweet Feast Catering.
All right. I better look for her. Her food is good. I'm trying
very
to
good.
Right now.
I got some openings left for the holidays. Look for me.
Listeners,
that is so good.
Book it. If you can't cook, she can.
I deliver. I make drop-offs.
That part.
She said it herself.
Well, thank you so, so much for coming in. We truly appreciate it, and we appreciate the food that you brought. It was very good. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do go and follow her on those social media sites. Book her if you need her. Definitely look into her. Her food is definitely, definitely good.
Worth the while.
The bomb.
So, for photos today from today's interview, definitely follow us on Instagram at MyYULRadio, or you can go to the website, YULRadio.com. There you have it.
Sweet Feast Catering
Company. Be sure to check her out. So there you have it. It's your girl, Joy, the Plus Size Boo, Zion, and JJ on WATV 1420 AM on YULRadio.com.
Holla.
You're listening to YULRadio.com.
Loving you was easy, thought you'd never leave me, yeah. Wrapped around my finger, see you when I see you, yeah. Now I'm hearing around that you've been running around. I didn't think I'd miss you, now I'm feeling like a fool. Ooh. It hit me like a heart attack. When you finally left me, girl, I thought I'd never want you back. But I don't wanna live in a world without you. I don't wanna live in a world without you. I don't wanna live in a world without you. Never really noticed all the little things you did. You did. Never bought you roses. My friends, and now I'm hearing around that you've been running around. I didn't think I'd miss you, now I'm feeling like a fool. Ooh. It hit me like a heart attack. When you finally left me, girl, I thought I'd never want you back. But I don't want to live in a world without you. Should've let you slip away. Living in a world that's turned to gray. Little did I know it hurt so bad. Cause it hit me like a heart attack. When you finally left me, girl, I thought I'd never want you back. But I don't. Think I miss you, now I'm feeling like a fool.
This is Antrika Feaster of Sweet Feast Catering Company, and when I'm not out catering your party or your corporate event, I'm listening to YULRadio.com.
You're listening to YULRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nisei with Love 24/7, the movement. Not talking about the booed up love, but the power of love. Stay tuned so I can tell you all about it. Hey, hey, it's Miss Nisei with the Love 24/7 movement of the day. And today's message is loving through the pain. You know how the song goes. Sunny days, everybody loves them. But it's who can stand the rain that really prevails. I look at some of my life storms, and no matter how unfortunate they appear, I'm still truly grateful it's not worse. For example, I was almost pouting about my daily commute, to and fro, back and forth, driving in this day heat.
Then I saw a woman and a young child walking. The mother had her hands full with grocery bags, and her young child was behind her sweating and crying from the long walk. At that very moment, it was confirmed to not concentrate so much on the negative, but be grateful for all my positives. I quickly sent up praises for my blessings and was delighted in the opportunity to bless another by giving them a ride home, which in turn eased a little of her distress and mine as well. Sure, we do our part, getting in and out of life situations, but it's never beneficial to lose our sense of love for ourselves or one another in the midst of them. So now, when you pay it forward, see how quickly your mountain becomes just a molehill. Today's scripture reference is Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Be blessed, y'all. Till next time, this is Miss Niecy signing out on WATB 1420 AM and YULradio.com.
Are you bored and disinterested in what's being played on the current radio stations these days? Well, if so, I have a solution for you. My name is Anna London, and I listen to Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com. Check it out.
Dr. Tyndall M. Jones, and when I'm not delivering babies through Signature Women's Healthcare, I'm listening to YULradio.com.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause, applause, live for the way that you cheer and scream for me. The applause, applause.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.